This is The Agenda from News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern affecting you are open for discussion. And now your host, Michael Knight.
Let's begin, shall we? It's 12:15 at News Radio 560 KPQ. I guess more importantly than that, the other number I should give you is that it's 23 degrees, 23 happy degrees outside today on Friday, which is a Friday night date night. I kicked open the gate to the weekend, and what came in but snow, so that's I do apologize for that. Let's talk about something. How do you feel about animosity? Do you have any animosity towards yourself or anyone you work with, someone in your family? And if so, you probably know why. Well, can you put it into words, animosity? Perhaps you're more familiar with your feelings if they've are formed in hostility, like a reaction to friction, antagonism, someone in full opposition to everything you do, some serious acrimonious situations at work, bitterness about anything, something from your background, something from the future, something that's never happened, but you're still resentful. You're full of bad blood, abhorrence, feelings that they're the exact opposite of what we need in government, for instance, like goodwill and friendship. Don't look for that. EGADS, as they say. What a negative load of human wastefulness and societal distractions that is. It's like dealing with your online angry pals from high school who just go on about everything on Facebook. Well, how does this apply to our valley? Well, I didn't think it did until I read the comments described in the inner feelings of those in the East Wenatchee Police Department. They sound less than collegial, but are we judging them too soon? Rather far afield from a positive professional working relationship that one would expect from an organization that is armed and trained to keep the peace. So how accurate is our impression of the East Wenatchee PD? I couldn't tell you, but the man that sits right next to me can. He's the mayor of East Wenatchee, and a man who's been making some public statements about this very topic. And he's with me now, Mayor Steve Lacy, once again to have you in our studios. I'm grateful for that, your time today, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for being here.
Always happy to be here.
You have said in your letter to the good people of East Wenatchee, or anyone else who cares to read it, that in over 20 years you've never had to do anything like this, nor have you ever felt compelled to weigh in on anything that would be considered a personnel matter. Especially to do it in public is very unprofessional, and that's what you and your city is faced with. Can you tell me how it came to that?
Well, nothing like this happens in a vacuum, and it usually doesn't happen overnight. And that's true for this situation. I've been talking to representatives of the local 760 Teamsters Union that represents the East Wenatchee Police Union for probably 7 or 8 months now, trying to understand the feelings that they expressed through a vote in June of 2016 regarding their attitude toward their management. By management, I mean the administration of the police department, which consists basically of the chief and the assistant chief.
Right.
And so that, I think what you're talking about culminated with a letter that they, that their union rep, paid person from Teamsters brought and read to my city council,
while you were out of town.
While I was out of town, a week or two ago. I was a little surprised, I guess I wasn't so surprised at the content, although some of the allegations that were being made in that letter were, beyond what I had heard, in the 7 or 8 months previous when I met with the union. More, I was concerned about the approach, the manner in which the matter was being handled. First of all, my city council has no and will never have a role to play in personnel matters at the city.
And the union probably knew that.
Well, it's pretty clear in a strong mayor form of government that the mayor is the administrator of the city and has full control over the personnel matters. And I think we, well, I don't think, I know we discussed that very issue at least the previous June-July time period when I had met previously with the union over these same general issues and points. So, yeah, I mean, to say that I wasn't happy about the manner in which they were airing these complaints would be an understatement, but nevertheless I think that it's important from a position of trust in the community like I am in to not let my feelings carry me away.
Your background as a lawyer kicked in.
Yeah, that and as a person. I mean, the thing that was necessary here was to find the truth, specifically as to the allegations made in the letter. Now, some of the allegations that were made in the letter, they were either new, nor was I particularly interested in exploring them immediately. And by that I mean the allegation that there was a disappointment of many police officers in terms of what they perceived to be the leadership that was being exercised by the administration.
Chief and the assistant chief.
Well, they said the chief and the assistant chief. I think they may have been more focused on the assistant chief because he's the individual who deals directly with disciplinary matters in the department. And the complaints, as you see them in the letter, were directed at the motivation behind some of the discipline that had been allegedly issued in the department. The problem with the letter and with the allegations generally that I've had to review from the police department is that the specifics were sparse and when pushed, pretty lacking. I hadn't been able to find anything evidentiary-wise or from a factual supportive basis to sustain the general allegations about retaliatory or unfair, undeserved, biased motivation associated with employee discipline. And in fact, I hadn't even been able to find that there had been any significant employee discipline.
Really?
Would have been the basis for these complaints. Now, without getting into specifics, and I won't do that in public.
Yes, sir.
There is the highest level of discipline that's ever been rendered in the last several years at the police department to anybody who's currently at the police department has been a reprimand.
So, which amounts to a letter in your file?
Or maybe a year, yeah. So, nevertheless, that caused me to want to explore with individual officers the basis for their feelings about this.
Did you interview each individual officer?
I started to interview each and every officer and was intending to interview each and every officer until after about getting about two-thirds or a little bit more my way through the department, I reached this accommodation with the union to seek an outside review through LEMAP, which is stated in the law. At that point, I said that anyone else in the department who wanted to speak to me one-on-one was certainly, my door was open and I would listen to them, but that I wasn't going to require anybody else to come in and talk to me. And after that, I talked to one or two more.
But there was nothing that you as the mayor and as a well-trained lawyer would see as hard evidence that would point to anyone in particular.
And that's true. And that was a finding that, that I made in writing to the union in July of 2018. And when I first took a look at basically the same allegations, although worded in a different way, the issue at that time was, you know, whether or not some of this discipline had been politically motivated or based on personal bias against individual officers as opposed to for the legitimate reasons that discipline is supposed to be administered in a police department, and that is to correct violations of policy and basically help officers come into compliance with their own rules and regulations that are necessary for the proper conduct of policing.
Did you go into this matter saying to yourself, we have a problem here in the East Wenatchee Police Department, or did you say to yourself, I wasn't aware of a problem, I wasn't aware of these problems?
Well, the latter is far from the truth. Of course I was aware of the unrest or the dissatisfaction of a large number of officers with the administration. Okay, that was clear from at least June of 2018 onward.
But before that, you think, or not?
Before that, it was less clear in terms of numbers. Right.
Right.
But what's still not clear to me is the underlying causes of the low morale, if you want to call that, or the shared feeling that the problem lies with the way in which the police are being managed. Okay, I haven't found anything so far personally that I could put my finger on that simply says, well, this is something the administration did that was clearly wrong. They shouldn't have done that. Here's an administrative or a policy implementation or a disciplinary act that clearly was, as they use the term, unethical or retaliatory or biased in some fashion or rendered against somebody for some other illicit or insidious motive, okay? And I never found any of that myself, despite giving as many people an opportunity to talk to me and give me those facts as I could.
Did you imagine that they were being less than forthcoming, or do you think they had told you everything they could?
I think that every officer that talked to me believed strongly in what they were saying. It's just they could not point to specifics that I felt like would factually back up what they were expressing. So as you stated a minute ago, and I was listening to you in your introduction, there's a huge difference between how we feel and whether or not we can sustain how we feel through some factual basis. Okay?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, so there really isn't any question in my mind that I've got a problem as a mayor and that our police department has a problem in terms of the attitudes that people have both toward the administration and in some cases toward each other. I won't go into any of that within the department. So, yeah, there is a problem, and it needs to be resolved, and frankly, it needs to be looked at by someone in addition, not other than, but in addition to myself. People with maybe more objectivity than I have right now, given the way this has come about, okay? And that's what my final conclusion was, is that, you know, it would have been nice, really helpful to me, if I could simply have found something to discipline somebody about myself that said, all right, these complaints are substantiated, they're verified, I know why now, and I'm going to take some action to solve it in terms of a disciplinary process. Well, at least as it relates to my administration, I couldn't find any basis for any of that.
Okay? You talked to two-thirds of the officers. Did you have similar words with the chief and the assistant chief about
I've been talking to the chief and the assistant chief on this general subject matter since way back in the spring and summer of last year. And in fact, as I stated in my letter, so I don't want to state anything I haven't already made public, I'd already issued some directives in the department for manner that would affect the manner that policies were being implemented and or disciplinary matters were being handled from a procedural standpoint in order to try to allay some of these concerns. And so, you know, one of the things that I was not as happy as I might have been with in terms of the public statements by the union was when they suggested that nothing had been done in that regard despite their coming to me last summer. The truth is just the opposite. But, again, that doesn't necessarily reach a point to where we've solved the problem. I had to do something, I still feel I do, in order to reach a point where we're on our way to resolution of the underlying issue, which is unrest or dissatisfaction in my department, before it gets to the point where it affects the function of the department. In other words, I still believe, and everything I have done and looked into tells me that the East Wenatchee police are doing a fine job policing in East Wenatchee. So I don't think this has reached a point where because of their feelings about administration or about discipline or anything else that's affecting the ability and the actions of East Wenatchee Police to go out and do a proper job, the good job they've always done on the streets of our city.
So a citizen or the mayor himself would not notice anything untoward in the carrying out of their deeds on a daily basis. This is really between the cops themselves and their bosses, right?
That's how I see it now. I'm going to wait and see what the LEMAP review, which is going to be a team of outside law enforcement experts, have to say after they interview the same people and look at the same things that I have looked at. And I want to be clear that I'm not going to ignore those recommendations or suggestions as to something that I may have overlooked. But based on what I'm seeing, no. This is not about whether or not the people of East Wenatchee are getting a good job done for them by the police in our jurisdiction.
When did you decide to turn this matter over to the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs, or what we know as WASPAC?
Well, that's an interesting question. the easy answer would be to say when I was talking to the union during the course of my interviews, but the answer to that question is I had already formed in the view that we needed to do an outside review as early as a year ago, or more than a year ago, and was in the process of having my police chief and assistant chief implement some updated standards or policy standards in the department so that they were fully integrated into the department and in use before we started a review process, because most departments go through a review process preliminary to reaccreditation. And in our department, I had already determined and asked the administration of the police to start working on reaccreditation and a use of a review like this in order to reach that point. So we were on our way to doing a review of this nature anyway. But what occurred to me was I couldn't wait anymore for a perfect time to have all the policies implemented. We needed to get this review started now, in light of what we've seen from the union.
And did you think it was also important that that review be conducted by people from law enforcement who know the language, whether it's spoken or only inferred, and can come to a better or truthful conclusion?
Well, of course. I mean, I'm not short on ego. Never have been.
It's good to have a little ego, don't you think?
I think it is. And I do have a background in law and litigation. And as a result, I think I have a fair understanding of how administrative processes work, especially after 20 years as a mayor. But the truth is, I'm not a law enforcement official. I'm trying to solve a problem among law enforcement officials without being one of them. And it seems to me that having the help of people who have long experience and credentials in structuring, restructuring, and or simply solving policy-related problems in law enforcement agencies is going to be invaluable to somebody like me.
When does that review start with WASPAC?
We've already contacted WASPAC so they could look into forming a team. They have to form a team of these experts before they can commit to a time to come to schedule the review. So we've made that contact. We have not yet received, to my knowledge, a specific date on which they can be in East Wenatchee, but we're told that anywhere from, well, about 60 days from the time that they finish that on-site review, we could expect a report with some recommendations. That's what we're looking at. So I'm kind of hoping to get this done by spring.
That's the mayor of East Wenatchee, Steve Lacy. We're talking about the East Wenatchee Police Department and a review that he conducted, followed by a review that's going to be conducted by WASPAC, into whether what we know about this police force is in fact true, that they are operating legally and within the bounds of the laws, and that the people there are being motivated properly, and that the administration has been fair. That's not what the union says, but the mayor says he found no problems. We'll be back to discuss this further right after this word.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
A Andro435. Andro400.com.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
It's 12:39 on a chilly day here in Wenatchee. My very special guest is the mayor of East Wenatchee, Steve Lacy, who's here. We're talking about an unusual letter and an unusual that he wrote to the people of the city and to the citizens and the council members about the presentation before the council of a highly unusual and generally improper for his public setting as a he's never had been compelled to actually take care of personnel problems in the public, and that's what has befallen him. The mayor also wants to make it clear that the rank and file are not in opposition to you or you to them. You've had a pretty good relationship with the police to date.
Oh, I've always thought my relationship with the individual officers in the department has always been better than good over the years. And I would say, based on my conversation with most of them, that it still is, although I'm sure some of them are not happy with me for not jumping right to their position with respect to some of these complaints that they've generally stated. But what I'm hearing or what I'm thinking is that these complaints have a lot to do with people drawing conclusions from things that they don't know very many specifics about. For example, getting upset because you're in support of another individual who may have received some discipline. You're not entitled to know about that because it's a private personnel matter, but you hear things that cause you to be supportive of your friend, so you draw your own conclusions.
Right? Gotcha.
And that, that drives your thinking.
And we can appreciate that in almost any workplace.
Yeah, we all do that. And so some of these, particularly some of the younger officers, I think have had their thinking driven by... And I'm not saying this is wrong, but by general discussion among the officers
sure.
in the department, and
scuttlebutt.
And I think that, frankly, as an administration, and I'll include myself in this, we probably have ourselves to blame for not doing a better job of communicating in general terms the approaches that were being taken with respect to the overall tenor of the department, the policies that we were doing, the things that we were trying to accomplish. So a lot of this kind of comes down to poor communication, inadvertent. I'm not blaming anybody for anything in particular, but I'm saying that I think we may find that communication's an issue, or lack of communication is an issue. I think we may find that there are people with agendas.
Oh, yes.
As there generally are, that have driven some of this rhetoric and unrest.
But without the evidence, you didn't move on personally. You didn't make a decision on your own.
I can't act to discipline people in police administration based upon rumor, innuendo, a feeling of general dissatisfaction. Yeah, that stuff's all there in spades.
In spades.
But it's not... But the allegations in the letter, what you don't have in front of you is a letter that they wrote and read
correct.
On the 22nd of January. But it specifically alleges things like the fact that the administration, the chief and the police chief, had intentionally engendered an atmosphere of unethical behavior in the department, and that they had intentionally set about to use discipline as a means to retaliate, harass, and control officers beyond that which would normally be proper in an investigatory situation. Now, those are pretty serious allegations, and they're put in writing and directed at my police chief, and my assistant chief, and by implication, at me.
Sure.
All right? And so, yeah, I'm saying, well, gosh, if it's reached to that point where people are acting unethically and illegally in terms of how they're treating the police officers in my apartment, I want the specifics of that, because then I'll feel compelled to take some action. Problem is, none of those specifics were provided to me in June, and nor have I heard any specifics that would justify such an action on my part now. But to say that means that I think everything's fine, no. Just the contrary. I think I need this review, and I need to establish an environment there, hopefully before I'm done as mayor in 2019, that puts us on the right track as opposed to the track we're headed down today.
You didn't find the evidence that the police department and that the police union thought was there, but you did find evidence, or you did find the existence of strong feelings of animosity, these are not my words, and distrust toward the police administration. And that was just expressed to you verbally, but without any substantial evidence?
That was expressed to me clearly enough that I believe that the feelings were real, and that the people believed that they had sufficient basis to support them in feeling that way. I just didn't agree with whatever they were citing as what they considered to be the basis for the support of those feelings.
And what did the chiefs and the assistant chiefs say about those accusations?
Well, to their credit, they simply gave me the facts because they're all documented.
So they had the paperwork.
Yeah, so I was able to go through the disciplinary processes that actually occurred, the facts of those disciplines, and convince myself that on the facts, there hadn't been any improper actions taken by police administration.
That's the voice of Steve Lacy, mayor of East Wenatchee. We're talking about his police department. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
18 months. Schedule a free window diagnosis with Renewal by Anderson and save 20% on windows and patio doors.
Call 509-972-6363. 509-972-6363. That's 509-972-6363.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
I'm running out of time and I have so many more questions. Our very special guest is the mayor of East Wenatchee, Steve Lacy, who wrote an interesting letter saying that it's unusual for him to make any sort of a personnel matter in a public setting. In fact, in over 20 years as mayor, he's never felt compelled to do so, but he was forced. His hand, he felt, was forced because of the meetings, the letters, the fact that the Teamsters Local Union 760 were not going to let this go. They wanted to make it a public problem for you. And do you think it's settled now? Now that it's been passed on to WASPAC, is everyone waiting for the next shoe to drop and is satisfied with the process?
I'm hoping and encouraged by the fact that the union has supported the review process, that we're on our way to solving it in a way that everyone can accept. No one's going to be absolutely happy. No one's ever going to say, well, I was absolutely wrong in how I thought or how I handled it. That's just not human nature. But if the union's idea was that they were going to put public pressure on the mayor to take action that I can't support from an empirical or a factual basis, then they miscalculated. I won't do that. By the same token, I don't have the ability to accurately assess exactly what all the motives of the rank and file or the union leadership was in doing this. I can surmise some on that issue, but I won't do that today because I would just be speculating as to why they would want to have this discussion in a public setting.
It's a bit uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable.
When do you think you'll hear from WASPAC about the first steps they're taking, and what do you expect to hear?
I hope that in the next week to 2 weeks I'll have a timeline.
And what do you want to be the end result?
Well, in the end, I'd like to get some recommendations from WASPAC or through their LEMAPS review that would inform me on some things that either my administration can do or that I can do, or that the union can do in cooperation with us to put people back on the job in such a manner that they feel communication has been improved, that they feel that they've been heard, okay? Just because I don't think there's a factual basis for the specific allegations in that letter doesn't mean that my rank and file or any of the police should think that I'm not hearing them.
You did hear them.
I hear them loud and clear. But I also hear the police chief and the assistant chief loud and clear. And I don't think there's necessarily a bad guy here. There might be people with agendas. But I think most people with agendas believe they're right. And they think that what they're doing based on their agenda is serving somebody.
My last question is, does the WASPAC recommendation or report, does it carry any weight? Is it actionable or is it voluntarily acted upon?
No, this is help. This is help that's given to us from outside sources. This is not something mandated to follow. I'm not even sure that the recommendations they will give will be strong enough to allow me to follow them or to solve the problem even if I was compelled to do so. But I am telling everybody involved that I'm going to listen hard to what they come up with, specifically to see if there's something they come up with through their own reviews that maybe because of being in my position and my attitude toward the approach that the union took on this, I wasn't able to come up with.
That's Mayor of East Wenatchee, Steve Lacy. Thanks so much for coming in, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Feels like don't ask me to come talk about something like this ever again.
So. Okay. Okay. I think I can make that promise. I can't imagine something like this coming up again. Can I ask you back when it's finally resolved to your satisfaction?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
It's not something.
You'd just rather not.
I feel very uncomfortable having even talk about this, but I felt like if I was going to sign that letter and make it public, I had an obligation to clarify.
The mayor of East Wenatchee here today. Steve Lacy, thanks for being here.
You bet.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio.